It's 107.7 The Bone, baby. Huey here, and I'm riding solo, but I'm really excited right now because I'm talking to Tom Maxwell from Hell Yeah. How's it going, man?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Little early for me, but I'm up.
I appreciate it. Appreciate making the early call, but let's get the plugs out of the way. So you guys in Hell Yeah, along with In Flames and special guests from Ashes to New, which are great guys, I interviewed them last month, and Source, you guys are going to be hitting the road for the Forge and Fire Tour, and you guys are coming to the Bay Area on Sunday, December 11th at the Regency Ballroom here in San Francisco, and tickets go on sale this Friday, September 23rd at 10 a.m. at theregencyballroom.com or axs.com. So, Tom, right off the bat, just tell me how excited you are to get back on the road and with all these great bands.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, we have a little bit of time. We just literally got back from South America. We're doing a string of a few shows right now, which will take us to the end of the month. And going to just pretty much take October off and get ready for this Forge and Fire Tour with In Flames. And it's going to be great. We're hitting a lot of markets that we haven't been to in a while, San Francisco being one of them. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to it, man.
Sweet. Well, listen, Tom, I have so much respect for you, not only because I'm a big fan of Hell Yeah, but also last time I saw you guys was at the Mayhem Festival, and at the time you were in a chair with your cast on.
Oh, yeah.
You broke your foot, and I've never seen a guy shred so hard on a chair. But just quickly, what happened at the time? How'd you break your foot? Were you like that the whole rest of the tour?
Yeah, I was, man. I was in a cast up until probably the very end of that run.
Mm-hmm.
Very end of that run. But you know, it was pretty wild sitting there. I was able to just kind of concentrate on playing rather than performing, kind of a thing. And it was, you know, I mean, it was uncomfortable, but it was all right. But it happened in Munich, Germany. We were over there with Five Finger Death Punch, Kiss, and a bunch of other bands playing at the Olympic Stadium, and I just took a bad fall. You know, it was one of those things where I wasn't really paying attention to where I was walking and stepping down off these steps, and the steps were a little bit lower than the rest of them, and just physics took over, and next thing you know, I'm in a hospital in Munich, Germany, getting emergency surgery on both sides of my ankle because I blew it out completely. It wasn't just one side of my ankle.
Oh.
It was the entire ankle itself, and you know, titanium and pins and all that other good stuff, and a year later I just did a lot of my own, you know, I had to rehab myself before, and you know, now I'm standing, I'm running and all kinds of stuff, man. That doctor in Munich really put me back together really well.
Nice. So I'm glad to hear that you're able to be back to your normal self on stage. But real quick, just I wanted to ask you, since I mean, at the time, I didn't know, and I don't think a lot of people realized, but that was the last Mayhem tour. So just your thoughts on the Mayhem Festival coming to a close. And I noticed instead of like a big national hard rock, heavy metal tour, there's been a lot of just more festivals here in the U.S. I wonder if that they're just copying, seeing the success they've seen over in Europe. But just your thoughts on Mayhem closing and then also instead just more festivals here in America.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, everything kind of runs its course. I mean, it was around for a while, just like Ozfest.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think the kind of pop-up of all the festivals now in America is a great thing. You know, I think that's kind of going to be more of the future of touring for bands. You know, mm-hmm. they're going to kind of book their tours around the festivals and stuff. And, you know, it's culture over in Europe. It's culture down in South America. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Crowds over there are amazing and they're passionate. And, you know, that's the difference between touring in America and out everywhere else outside. You know, people here at home are very, very desensitized and we get it all here. We see it all here. So it's kind of, you know, nothing surprising, you know, and I think the festival's popping up and the radio stations that are behind it are kind of setting a new precedent for shows here. And I think it's cool. You know, I think it's more of an event, you know, instead of having like the traveling big monster tour, you know, they're fun. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, I think the future in the States is going to be a lot more festival shows popping up.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to it. I mean, I attend some of the ones out here on the West Coast, and I would love for it to keep going, so I'm really excited. One thing I wanted to ask was, it's pretty well documented on your latest album. You guys do cover Phil Collins, I Don't Care Anymore, and the big thing is Dimebag's guitar is a part of the song. So I was just kind of confused as far as how did that come together? Like, first off, why did you choose that song to record? But also... How to get Dimebag incorporated in this song?
Well, it was tricky. I mean, it was kind of a fluke thing. We were, working on the record. I don't know if we were completely done with recording or anything like that. It was just Christian, our other guitar player, came in with the idea. It's like, man, this would be a really cool song to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin was into it. We were all like, yeah. And then Vinny just kind of started laughing. He's like, I could do you one better. And said, years ago, me and my brother recorded this song. It was during the Damage Plan time, I think. And nothing ever came out of it. They never did anything. So we just kind of went on a expedition to try to, extract those tracks that they did way back in the day. And it was a totally different recording, where they recorded it and how they recorded it. So it took a little bit to get it, but it just seemed to with Dime and everything, it just seems like we're always in the right place at the right time. We picked this song and they had a recording of it, and we just took his basic tracks and just started building around it and writing and adding on to it, and it just worked. We were able to salvage his original tracks and fly in his guitar parts.
Yeah.
And it just worked great, man. It was just, another little divine intervention. It's cool.
Nice. I love it. And one last question. I know we're short on time, but my coworker Chassa, she's out on maternity leave, and she normally likes to ask this question to all of the guests we interview. It's her almost famous question. I don't know if you've seen the movie, but at the end of the movie, they ask, what do you love about music? And so Chassa always likes to ask all our guests, what do you love about music?
What I love about music is that it's the one thing that everybody in the world has in common.
Mm-hmm.
It can always, it soothes all of us, I guess. We have so many differences, whether it be race, religion, politics, food even, but music is just, it's just something that just kind of takes over everybody.
And
it just addresses everybody the same way, I think, and it's great. It's awesome being out here and being able to do what I love to do so much and take care of my life doing it. It's just wonderful.
Nice. Awesome. Well, Tom, hey, listen, thank you so much for making the time today, making the early call. I really appreciate it. I encourage all the listeners here in the Bay Area to go see In Flames, Hell Yeah, along with From Ashes to New and Soars, Sunday, December 11th, the Regency Ballroom in San Francisco. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Get them now at theregencyballroom.com or AXS.com. Also, for everything Hell Yeah, hellyeahband.com, and get their latest record, Undeniable, which is out now. I love it. Big fan of everything. Tom, thank you so much for making the time today. I really appreciate it.
Man, my pleasure. Thank you guys very much.
Awesome. Look forward to seeing you in person in December.
Without crutches.
Yes, absolutely. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.